If you hear any dogs in my background, that's really beyond me at this point. There's nothing I can do about it. The neighborhood I live in, there's so much that's always going on. And that's crazy because I'm recording this at 2 a.m. in the morning. I just had that sudden burst of energy, and I said I'm always gonna take advantage of those. Because you never know, like, when the next time it's gonna hit you. So anytime, even if it's in my sleep, and anytime I just wake up out of it and I just snap, like, yo, I could totally write an article right now. I do that all the time. So it helps me have something out for you guys. Okay, so you know what happens on the blog? I write quite regularly, but I've just been going through this phase whereby I'm really, really starting to get aware that so many people are checking my stuff out. Sometimes I check my views and nashtuka too, because coming all the way from 10 views up to, you know, hundreds of thousands of views, it's very, 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 very humbling. It's very beautiful to see. And sometimes I just become extra aware that I'm putting out stuff that's really, really about myself. And it gets a bit scary. It gets scary because let me tell you guys something that's ever happened to me. So there's a time, I'm not going to say exactly when, especially if this person happens to listen to the podcast, but there's a time I met someone a few years back, and you know, we started talking and he hit on me, and then I realized, like, most of the guys I end up talking to are always like fans of the blog. Like, I figure out that they've seen my stuff online at some point, and then we just end up maybe getting to meet or start talking. Which is so weird, because if they've been listening to my podcast, then they know everything about me. They know when my cat died or when. So that shit gets really, really weird when you think about it. But it makes things easier, because now I don't have to give them like small talk, like, you know, my favorite color is blah blah blah, because they already know that I'm willing to try anal sex. It's straight up to the real, the questions that matter. And they already know so much about me. But something that happened to me before is, there's one time I was having sex with this guy, and then I realized that he was doing exactly everything that I'd written in, like, in a previous story on my blog. Like, he was copying everything in the exact same sequence as well. Like, if I wrote, he licked my ear, this guy was licking my ear. Oh, he did this, he did this. And I noticed, and I was like, what? What? Like, why would you do this? Why would you take something some other guy did to me? Because the story was about someone else. Why would you take something someone else did to me, and then you do the exact same thing? Why would you do that? Why? Niliboeka tu, nikasema tu manze, na I think nafatu kudetu sewa nijui. But nimekuwa nikienjoy. It's perks, because, like I said, I don't have to start teaching someone how to do what, because basically they already, when I get to date a guy, most times already know what I like or what. So I get treated pretty nicely. I don't experience those horrible relationships anymore. Like, nilitoka hizo siku za mashida. Squeezy, I really, really enjoy, you know, dating and talking to people. But right now, I'm on a break. Okay, I don't want to say I'm on a break. Let me just say I want to start focusing back on myself. So today I want us to talk about kinda casual sex, FWBs and situationships and just things like that, something along those lines. Okay, something, anything that does not mean an exclusive romantic relationship, you know, just sex on the DL. I want to talk about some of the experiences I've had and how such situations leave me feeling and what I think about the whole thing. And I'd also love to hear from you guys. You know, there's an option for sending me a voice message on here on Anchor FM. And you guys know you can always reach out to me. I'm on every social media platform as Roberta Bobby or Love and Orgasms. And you can check my website out as well, loveandorgasms.com. I would love to hear your feedback. I'd love to hear what you think or what opinions you have, because this is just my opinion. This is just from my experiences, what I think and what I feel and what I've been through. But please feel free to let me know what you think as well. I'm always willing to learn and hear from different perspectives, because it always helps me learn and do better, which is amazing. Because if you're new here, so I'm always on this show on Citizen TV with colleagues of mine that I love very dearly. Shout out to CJ Atemo, Shatterboy, Shazmin Bank, and Willis Raburu. Quite the team. So on this show, we talk about social issues and just things that are affecting Wasekwa ground, ama Wasekwa sisi wananchi, sisi wase. And we get to have conversations on how to navigate real life situations and just how to do better and how to become better people. And I've been learning so much on the show. I've been learning and unlearning. It's like, mpaka. By the way, it really pushed me to go back into therapy. And I'm going to talk more about that. But please check us out every Tuesday at 8 a.m. on Citizen TV. We talk about everything and everything you need to hear about, whether it's intimacy or friendships or relationships or work, or we talk about everything. And by the way, we take your comments very seriously. Like if you happen to DM me and said, you know, this is what I'm going through, could you please check this out, nini, we definitely consider those. So we'd love to always hear from you guys. Thank you so much for always checking us out, those who always watch. If you haven't, please jump on the bandwagon, because mimi natokanga studio kama my mind is blown. And yeah, I was saying this whole situation pushed me to have to go back into therapy, because every time after I left the studio, I always felt like, what? I really thought I knew better and I was doing better, but my mind is always peaked. My thinking is always, you know, probed, and everything that I believed, it always just gets questioned. And then I realized that I had a lot to work on, and there were so many bad habits that I still had. So I was like, okay, maybe it's time for me to go back into therapy, because I thought I was handling things as best as I knew how. But kumbe, I've just been doing the opposite. Which is very, very crazy. So in therapy, of course, I've been making progress. Nisha toka ile stage ya kulia kila saa, sasa ni kule stage ya nimovu daku. So I'm really talking about a lot of things, and I find myself opening up, which I guess I kind of needed, because I'm such an introvert and I spend a lot of time alone, and I don't really talk about my feelings as much as I need to. I mean, I try, but of late I haven't been having a lot of people close enough to me that I have people that I've been talking to, of course, like my friends, but I don't know. I just feel like I needed more, like to just lay my shit bare, like to be very, very honest and to come as myself. And for a while, I feel like I had that, but I'm going to talk about it. But now I think therapy is providing a lot of that for me. But something that's been very difficult is ku apply zile vitu zenye nimelani. Unajua kuongea ni rahisi. Kuongea kusema vitu, yapping. It's very, very easy. But when it comes to the point where you're being put to test and you have to apply everything that you've learned and unlearn toxic stuff, it's imekuwa ikikick my ass. But I have been trying to do my best, the best that I can, I guess. It's very difficult. I've been learning very difficult lessons, especially now. I'm recording this as currently in my life I'm going through a friendship breakup, and inauma, lakini I'm just learning that, especially applying everything that I've been learning, especially in my situation right now with everything that I'm going through. It's so difficult, but it's really, 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 really paying off, because I can see that actively choosing to be a better person and just learn from my mistakes and stay kind and respectful, when the truth is I'd rather be punching at something. I want to scream and cry, but since I know better now, I know how to handle my emotions better, because I'm able to be much more present and acknowledging of them. It's really, really refreshing. Something has just crossed my mind. There's a friend of mine on WhatsApp. She posted a TV we were in uni surgery 8 years ago. I was like, what? I was in uni 8 years ago. Kwani, how old am I? And then I realized I'm really, really like, it's not that I'm going, like, I don't have a problem with growing older, but it's like time is so... I'm going through this friendship breakup and I have to admit that I'm really hurt. But right now I'm in therapy and I'm learning a lot. And it's really good, because the more I grow and the more I heal, the more intuitive I get. And the more I become better, like at knowing myself, I know myself better. And now I'm more confident even in the decisions that I make. And I can see that it has a ripple effect on everything that's around me. Like, it's really improving my relationship with my family. It's improving my career. It's improving everything else in my life. Everything is really, really, everything else is really, really going great. Okay, except, of course, my emotional health. I can say that I'm relatively very, very content and very, very happy. I'm very... You know, my bills are paid, I'm relaxed, I'm good, I'm healthy. But today, by the way, I didn't go to work because I was very, very sick. But even through that, I've just learned how to be grateful and how to take care of myself, because I know myself better. And now I feel way better. I feel like I should be ready to go into the office tomorrow, or is it today morning? It's 2 a.m. Where? Anyway, isn't it weird that you can just go from like speaking on the phone to someone all night to them barely ever replying your messages? Tafakari hayo. That was just a random thought. Everything else in my life is going very, very great. And I've noticed that when I stop focusing on everything else that doesn't include me, when I stop focusing on things that are not about me or for myself, I always get really fulfilled. But when I'm really, really focusing on everything else but me, I get affected emotionally. And that's how I feel right now. I just feel like for a minute I've been spiritually detached as well from myself, and I'm trying to get back there. At least now I'm aware of so many things. Like, I like, let me tell you guys, I'm really recommending. I know it's very I feel like it's a bit capitalist and classism, because not everyone can afford therapy. But I'm saying if you can, or if you can find a way to get, professional psychological help or emotional help in any way, I think that's something I really advise, because right now I'm much more aware of so many things about myself, and it makes it so much easier for me to have better solutions and how to navigate life. It's just really, really refreshing, especially creating circles that are the same, because all my friends are really, really smart people. Like, my friends are better than me in all ways. They're smarter, they're kinder, they're more respectful. I'm always learning so much more from them, and this is really good for me because it keeps me aware of my own horrible habits, so I'm able to deal with things and fix things as I move. So that's something that I feel is very, very important. It helps me stay grounded, and it helps me remember who the fuck I am, and I'm able to be more aware of the things I like and the things that I don't like. So I absolutely love where I'm at with life. But the thing is, something else I've noticed I've been feeling is that I've been very, very overwhelmed with being online and just putting my stuff out there. It's like, okay, yeah, I really, really want to share all these things that I have in my heart and in my mind and all these things that I want to say. But then again, I don't want all these people in my business. I'm starting to learn the power of privacy and how important it is for me to have my own things that are just mine, that people don't have to really know about. But because that's what makes me feel safer. It makes me feel much more in control about my own life. So that's something I've been trying to navigate as well. And something that's exciting this week is that it's my brother's birthday and my dad's birthday as well. So at this point, it's July. We're in July. I have like 5 pending birthday gifts that I need to get to buying. I know. Please do not think I'm a horrible friend. It's just, they're not even 5, they're like 7. Jeez. I will get to it. I will have to buy all those birthday gifts by the end of the year. It's just, sijui, sina excuse. Enyewe nilikuwa naenda ku make up excuse, but sina excuse. So I'm excited about that. I don't know what I'm gonna get my brother and my dad. Probably I'll have to think about it fast before it's too late, like the way I have then ziongezeke kwa hiyo. But like I said, so I have updated you guys on how I have been feeling and what I have been doing and where my mind is at, but that's basically it. So without further mapasta usemaje kwa machache, after they've talked for like an hour, I'm not trying to, that was just a joke, please don't think I'm so I'd like to move to talking about situationships and one night stands and FWBs next. Stay with me. So I had to check the meaning of FWB or in the dictionary, because I just wanted to make sure that my own definition was something that's maybe close to that, because my understanding is that like it's when people are friends and then they bang, right? So the dictionary says like it's occasional and casual, an occasional and casual sexual relationship. And okay, so I'm like, okay, yeah, I like to fuck my friends. Let me explain that. I like to fuck someone that's my friend. I mean, that's what I prefer to fucking strangers. Like, I like to have a relationship going on with someone that I'm having sex with, because it's easier to talk to them. It's easier to, I don't know, I just like it when we have a friendship going on. It just makes everything way easier, and it makes life so much better because I'll give you guys the benefits of fucking your friends. I'm not saying ati dinya mabishte. I need you to understand exactly what I'm saying. Okay, so when someone is my friend, it's easier for me to form an emotional connection. And I enjoy sex better when there's an emotional connection. Like when I give a fuck about you, I'm able to actually get wet and come. But if I do not give a fuck, you know, akuna yoku katiana, yoku, you know, all those things. Like me, I like to masturbate on video call, man. I like to be talking all day. I like to be flirting all the time. I like to know that you really, really want me so bad. And if we don't have a friendship going on, I mean, if we don't communicate, if we don't talk, it gets really difficult for me to give a fuck or to even want to have sex with someone. And I notice this in that even when I'm in such a situation that I'm having sex with, let's say I'm to be in a situation I'm having sex with someone that I don't care about, even things like putting, like giving head or riding dick, it becomes such a chore. It's like, why would I suck your dick when I don't even care about you? I'm just here for my nut, man. I'm just here for you. Just give me my nut, then I can go. And I don't like having sex like that. I like nasty stuff. I like when the fluids are everywhere, when everything goes, you know, like I can, like we're friends, like even if I fart in the middle of things, we're gonna laugh about it instead of me living the session feeling like, wow, manzeni linyamba, what does he think about me? Oh, yes, he's saving me unyamba. But you know, pussy farts lazima. But I'm saying, like, you know, I like to have a comfortable relationship with someone I'm having sex with. And that's very, very important to me. And it's only in getting to know myself better and getting to spend time with myself that I'm realizing all this. And when I talk about sex, you know, I realize that nilianza kuelewa sex ni nini when I was like 24, and I'm 26 right now, meaning it's only these last 2 years that I've been able to genuinely enjoy sex because I know what I'm doing. And everything before that is such a blur to me because it's like I was never aware. I didn't know what sex was. I didn't know what orgasms were. I didn't know what I was supposed to feel. I don't know what I really didn't know what I was doing. And most of the times I ever had sex was because I had I was dating someone who expected sex, or I was having sex because that's what people do when they're together or when they like each other. It was never for me. It was never an experience for myself. So it was always like I was doing service to the other people. And this really, really fucked up my relationship with sex. And that's why I think I got into wanting to know more and learn more so that I could do better for myself and ultimately share more with you guys and tell you more about it. So how I feel about, you know, all these things about like FWBs or one night stands or situationships is that I feel like fucking someone who's your friend makes things a lot easier, and I will tell you why. So the first one night stand I ever had, I remember it because I've not had like a lot. By the way, I'm not shaming any of these things. Like, to each their own. Everyone has their own processes and their own things that they enjoy. This is that just based off of my own experiences and what I feel. And, you know, everyone can get at what they want. I'm just saying what's healthier for me emotionally and physically as well, especially. Because saizi wase wanadinyana sana na hawajali ata about sexual health and things like that. So I feel like it's my responsibility to take care of myself in every way that I can. And this is just one of the ways that I do that. So the first one night stand I ever had was, there was this party. It was my friend's, this story. Well, I know all these people will just listen to this episode. Especially this guy who's involved, because like he's not my friend, we don't talk, we've never even talked ever since that day, but I see him occasionally on my Instagram. I'll see a like from him. So if you see this, hi. So this guy, it was a party, and I could notice he liked me right from when he saw me, and our friends were trying to like matchmake and hook us up. That time I think I was going through a heart, like a breakup or something, so I needed to be wild. And those days I used to drink alcohol, so I was very, very, I can't say I was, I was fucked up. I was very, very drunk. The party was really, really nice. And I also remember vividly that he asked for consent. He was very big on getting consent, you know. And this guy, so, oh my God. Anyway, we ended up having sex. That, let me just say, that dick was really, really big. I think I was about, I think I was 20 years old. And that was really, it was really painful. I remember us telling myself at the end of the night that I will never have sex with someone that I don't know, because I don't want to be surprised like that. It was just too big for me. It was too painful. It was such an awkward experience, and it was so crazy. And we definitely used a condom. But at the end, like, there was a point where he was really trying to take it off. And, man, but what I got from that experience was that that was a very, very risky situation to put myself in. Considering I was very drunk, I did not know this guy. I had never met him before. Okay, he was friends of my friends, but that was just, you know, and he was trying to take off the condom. It's just that I caught him. But imagine being in that situation where you're not able to be aware. So that was just very, very, very crazy for me. I'm not saying everyone is like that. I'm just saying that experience for me put me in a situation that I felt like I don't ever want to be scared like that for my health. And then I was young and I didn't know much about relationships and stuff. So I feel like, so after that, we never talked. Yani, he didn't call me back. He didn't text me. We didn't talk about shit. I didn't even know his Instagram Instagram ilikuwa. I think Instagram was just getting started, and I didn't even have a smartphone. So like that was, I didn't have his number. We didn't have any way of talking. So I didn't, it was very, very weird. I think he reached out way later, and then I found out it was because he had a girlfriend. So he couldn't talk to me. He was feeling guilty, and I just felt way worse, because how could he have had sex with me when he was in a relationship? By the way, that shit was really shocking to me. And even your squeezy was so normalize this stuff, but me is of it only shocked too bad. Okay, not, I don't know, but you know what I mean. So yeah, it just made me feel like, I remember that time feeling very used, like someone was just horny and they wanted to get off a quick nut, because I felt like the sex wasn't for me. I didn't really enjoy it. There was very little care for my feelings and what I wanted or how I felt. And I think that should have been the first sign for myself that I it was difficult for me to enjoy sex if I had no emotional connection. But of course, I hadn't had enough sex by then to be able to tell. Like, I hadn't had enough experiences to say, this is what I enjoy, or this is what I like, or this doesn't make me feel good. But I really definitely felt very used after that encounter. And I remember telling myself, I never want to have another one-night stand again. I don't care how hot I am or how drunk I am. That's just not an experience for me. Me, I like cuddling after sex, and I like aftercare, and I like being talked to nicely. I like a nigga taking care of me. Can we go out to eat? Can we stay in and watch a nice show and laugh some more and just hold hands and go for a walk? Like me nothing is of you to me spendy is whole ordeal yati. Oh, now we don't talk. I don't know, I don't like doing such things. That's why I like fucking people who I feel like I have a friendship with. It's a lot more easier for me. So I have also been in a, I think, are situationships the same as FWBs? Like, FWBs are when they're actually your friend, yeah? And situationships is like, I don't know, like, you're, I don't even know, like, you're in a relationship, but there's no titles. It's like you're fucking, but, like, you're, but the thing is, I have tried to be in such situations, and of course, it did not end well. I have been in a relationship with someone before, and that really left me really broken. Like, it broke my heart, because you see, the thing is, over time, like, the more you're spending time with someone, because we were really close, it was just a relationship, but without the titles. We were doing everything together. We were hanging out, we were going on dates, we were fucking every single day, we were always together, we were, I think everyone thought we were in really, like, in a relationship. We showed up everywhere together. And anytime the talk for an advancement came up, I was always disappointed. And I realized that I had settled for something that I did not want. But it's like I had just agreed unknowingly. Like, I had agreed because I didn't know what I really, really wanted. I was never really aware of what I can tolerate and what I can't tolerate. And I think going through these experiences was good for me, because it opened my eyes to the things that, like, now I have, you know, boundaries, now I have standards, now I'm able to say, nope, I'm not gonna do that, nope, I'm not gonna settle for that. Kitambo, it was okay, let's just, I never really knew what I wanted, so everything like, everything could be swayed by the other person. And this always led to me settling for things that always broke my heart. So, situationships, from then on, they just became... Okay, I've never really been a girlfriend. I've never really been, like, no one has ever... Okay, you know, the funny thing is, someone has actually proposed to me without them being my boyfriend. Like, marriage, like, with a ring and everything. But we were really, really good friends. And I said no, because I was so young, man. Like, there was no way I was, I didn't even know what, something I've always known, like, I always knew in my heart is that I did not want to be a wife. I did not ever see myself as that. So I'm glad I said no, because I know things would be very different now. Saizi Nikona, a very different level of awareness and growth. But I've never really been in a relationship like, this is my boyfriend, I'm his girlfriend type of situation. And I have never experienced romantic love in the way that I define it right now. Like, the way I understand it right now, I don't think I've ever felt that way in any situation with anyone that I've ever dated. I can say that I've been in, you know, situations that were not defined, but I think it is those experiences that have been able to open my eyes to the things that now that I can settle for. And now, you know, I talked about being in therapy, so it's really helping me know myself better. And not just now, like, even my experiences, my day-to-day life and everything that I go through, it's really helping me to know myself better, to understand my boundaries, and to have better standards for myself. And it also helps me to know my body well and what works especially for me. And this has changed everything for me sexually. So now I know what I want for me to get sexual with someone. And something that I've learned about myself is, mi napenda kukatiwa. Like, your feeling lazima ikwe very consistent. The feeling for wanting each other, that's the only way you can speak, like, you can speak my sexual language. It's very difficult for me to be in a situation with someone who doesn't talk to me, ignores me, is very inconsistent, doesn't care about me. It's very hard for me to have a sexual relationship with such a kind of person, because to me it just registers that you don't care. And why would I let you see me naked or touch my body if you can't even talk to me. Like, why would I ever allow that? That's my reasoning. Because in order for me to be turned on sexually, I need to have that emotional connection going on. I need to care about you. I need to be involved in some way. And I'm not saying we need to be in an exclusive relationship, but you need to be my boyfriend. No, it's just basic friendship. And something that I'm learning, especially being a heterosexual woman, is that men are very... I'm just going to say men because I date men exclusively. Is that men are very... They're not very much socialized to be comfortable in their emotions. So they do not know how to navigate emotional situations. And they do not have as much the emotional intelligence. So it's like men think being nice to you and communicating and just being a normal friend, it's like that's pushing it. It's like that's too much. So it's very difficult for me to date because I don't want to be with someone who thinks they have to be hard with me or they don't have to talk to me. I don't want to be in such situations. I've really tried and they just don't work for me. I think there's people who accept that, and maybe people who want that for themselves should date each other and leave people like me alone. Mimi, I need the communication going. I need to know that we can talk and we're okay and we care about each other. I need to know that there's that going on. Because when Haiko, you really lose me. You really lose the... It's very difficult for me to stay engaged when we don't have a friendship going on. And that's... I'm learning that that's just okay. That's okay for me. That's my safety net. That's what makes me feel safer. Because especially, like, for an example, say you go through a pregnancy scare, like you had sex with someone and now your period hasn't come and you're seeing all the symptoms that are feeling weird, and then you're having raw sex with someone that you can't even talk to. So now what do you do? Where do you take all that emotional baggage? Who are you going to talk to? Your friends who didn't have sex with you. You should have a relationship going on with someone where you can navigate this issue together. You know, this is what I'm feeling, this is what is happening to my body, this is what is going on, this is what... When it's a one night stand, where are you gonna get him? Maybe casual sex works for men, maybe it benefits men because either way they get a nut. But us girls, can we be honest? Do you guys nut from when you don't care about a nigga? Do you really? So imagine being in a situation where you're having a pregnancy scare with someone you can't even get a hold of because they're going to respond to your message in 3 days and you're going through all this emotional distress. How do you navigate such situations? How do you put yourself in such, you know, how it just brings so much emotional turmoil? And watch out, a scare in the event that you actually get pregnant. I'm not going to call it an unplanned pregnancy, because by the time you're having sex raw, like, you know, there's an expectation of a pregnancy. So when you're in such a situation, how do you navigate that? Are you going to do that on your own and just say, you know, he didn't ask for this. He told me he's emotionally unavailable, or he told me he doesn't want to be a boyfriend. How are you going to navigate that situation? It puts all the pressure on you on your own. And at the end of the day, you have to deal with it by yourself. So I've just decided for myself that I do not ever want to feel like that. And I don't want to ever put myself in such a situation. It's just safer for me to have sex with people who care about me. Someone who I can really talk to. And we can be there for each other in case anything happens. Someone who you can be honest with, you know, even if like you're feeling something or something is, it's just easier for both of you. I don't know, that's just my thinking. I don't know, but I want to hear what you guys think. So these situationships don't always go well for me, like, because the lack of emotional intelligence and genuine friendship just ruins the whole experience. And sex for me is a whole experience, like, and I use it a lot for bonding, and I feel like it should be for, like, to elevate the relationship, to improve the relationship. Like, sex is something that should make us feel good. it should make us get closer and love each other more and care more about each other in whatever situation that we're having sex with each other, whether we're just friends or you're my husband or you're my boyfriend. I feel like sex is a tool for improving, like making us feel good and making us feel better. So if that's not happening, then I don't even like having sex when I'm angry or having sex for reasons like other than to make me feel good about myself or to make me love the person I'm having sex with better. So I just feel like sex should be for making relationships better rather than making things more weird. Personally, it takes a while to get comfortable sexually, and I really value my pleasure a lot more now that I know how wet I can get when I'm friends with someone. I do not want to be doing the mental and emotional gymnastics anymore that come with sleeping with people who don't care about me. I don't want to be anxious all the time thinking, you know, should I have done this, should I. When you're friends with someone, you can just talk about it, like, yo bro, ilestingo uliko umeka miguu hivi. I really enjoy that. It's better to even, like, it's, I feel like you learn more from that kind of sex because there's some sort of consistency and you're cared for and it's a bit more wholesome and it improves generally how you feel about yourself as well. And something I noticed is the moment that I stopped settling for the things that weren't what I wanted, I started receiving everything else that I deserved. Like when I stopped settling for casual sex and casual relationships, I mean, like I said, these things might be good for you, I'm just saying that they're not good for me. And the moment I stopped is when I started receiving more. So now even my friendships and my sexual relationships are a bit more wholesome. You know, I get taken care of and I get to take care of the people who are fucking me, and that is so good. It just elevates the relationship. We can talk about everything, we can be friends. There's no, even in the point where like jealousy arises, it's so much easier to just say, yo, I don't like it when this happens, or I felt like this when I saw this happening. It's so much easier for us to have conversations and reach compromise. Like, okay, I understand and I hear you, so how can I improve? 1, 2, 3. It's just a much better experience. And if we're being honest, I love it better than everything. I'd say that, you know, I've seen people tweet before, you know, that Ati, the more the older you get, the better sex gets. And it's true. It's very true, because the older I get, the more I learn more about myself and the things I like, the more I set boundaries for the things I like, and it's just way better. It makes generally all my experiences better, like my friendships, my love life, my, like I said, my career, the way I deal with things, my emotions. It's way much better. And right now I'm in a space where everything for me is working out well, except the friendship bit. But I am working on that. I'm trying to learn how to have friends, because I'm such an introvert, and being out there and being around people, it's a bit awkward for me. I'm learning how to get acclimatized back into that kind of life, but it's a bit weird. But like I was saying, the moment I just stopped settling for things that I didn't want anymore, I just started receiving everything that I deserved, and everything started working out for me, and everything is so much better. All my relationships are much more wholesome, and I'm way, way happier. And you find that you're more in control when you just let things flow and you improve yourself, rather than when you actually try to be in control of the things that you cannot control. Now I don't have to go through mediocre experiences, because I'm able to make better choices, and I'm able to call out things that I cannot stand for. And fucking people that care about me and people that like me is just good sexual health for me. It also locks me out of like sexual infections or things like that, because I'm able to have candid conversations with my sexual partners. It's just genuine friendship and like genuine love and feeling good, yo kweli. And it also takes care of my emotional health and my and my psychological health. I mean, you guys can do whatever they want. You've seen that meme for after you give people advice, you say, but hey, you can do whatever you want. That's what I'm gonna do. That's basically what I'm doing. I mean, you can do whatever you want as long as it works for you. But I really love to hear your experiences and what you think about this whole situation. But in my experience, I think I squat better when I care and I come more. I have more orgasms when I give a fuck. So let me know what you think about this episode and what you learned and what you are maybe experiencing or going through. I'd love to hear more about this. And we shall talk more on the blog. I will have an article out soon. I promise. Please stay tuned and bookmark all my things. Please subscribe. Keep watching me. Keep checking out for me. And thank you so much for always coming back here to learn more about myself. And please remember to always stay kind and respectful throughout everything that you're going through. It's very, very important. Right now, I'm watching Seinfeld, so I'm just going to get something to eat. Munchies. And then I light one up, and then I'm going to make some tea as well. It's almost 3 a.m. I'm going to get about 2-3 hours of sleep before I wake up and edit this and put this out for you guys. But yeah, I think so far so good. That's what I've been up to. That's how I've been feeling. But please don't forget to give me the feedback. Tweet me, Facebook me, text me, DM me, everything. Reach me everywhere. I'm going to respond, I promise. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.